CPR that's vitally important, that is cardiopulmonary resuscitation. But the CPR we're talking about is courage, patience, and resourcefulness. You must learn and practice courage, patience, and resourcefulness now. Everything that we do must be based on principles, as I said. You see, if I just give you a list of things to buy, when things get really tough, you'll probably just give up and die. Well, do you remember the law of freedom very briefly? I talked about a definition of fear. Fear is ignorance. If you flip that around, the description of freedom is simply this. It is impossible to fear anything for which you have true and complete knowledge. True and complete knowledge is what drives away fear. Every now and then somebody says to me, "So wait, you know, if this happens, the bomb or that, or I'm going to die," or they go through this list of things that would be terrifying. Say, back it up to principle. What's the principle here? Is God afraid? Well, no. Why not? Well, he knows everything. That's my point. I didn't say it's easy for us. I didn't say we're going to know everything right now. But if you find something you're afraid of, that simply means that you have ignorance in that area. You don't have true and complete knowledge. Of course, you can find the best way of saying that in the Bible in John 8:32, and the truth shall make you free. Well, we'll continue there as we come back from the break on a review of a few of these principles.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365. 0365.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. This is your host, Jim Phillips on RBN. Welcoming you to this third in our series of a classroom series on the air. My focus is to actually share with you just about everything I can think of that we possibly can to help you get prepared. We'll also have other people with expertise in specific areas that will be on this program in the future. Well, we were talking about some of these principles in just very brief review so we get everybody up to the same page that may be new with this. I talked about several of them here. One of them you will remember is the parachute principle. You see, in order for a parachute to save your life, you have to have it before you really need it. You have to have it on when you need it. You must know how to use it. You have to actually use it. And, of course, it must be of life-saving quality. And here's one that we hadn't talked about in depth before. It's new. And each time we talk, I'm going to give you another one of these principles. This one I call the law of provident living. Provident living is a very simple concept. If you're making provisions for the future, whether that future is next week, next year, next winter, next decade, next millennium, next life, all of those things, if you're making provisions for those things, that's provident living. Well, there are four items in this short little list of principles, and they go in order of priority. Top of the list is spiritual. You must take care of the spiritual needs of you, the real you, who you are, why you are, what you're here for. And that means, to me, it's a very simple concept, although it's challenging to live perfectly. And that is the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what it's about, is to bring that into your life and immerse your life in it and live that to the best of your ability. Number two on this list is going to make the difference between whether you live or die. When things are really, really bad, when it's as bad as it could possibly get, and that's attitude, that will determine whether you live or die. Let's define attitude in a very simple way so that you'll understand. You can tell what your attitude is, or somebody else's attitude, by how they emotionally react or respond, and realize there's a huge difference between reacting and responding. It's how you emotionally react and respond to what's going on around you, especially when it's completely out of your control. That's when you'll find out what your attitude is. Develop an attitude of, I can make it no matter what. I will be just fine. And by the way, I will be filled with joy in the process. That, again, is not easy to do. And you don't do it just by smiling in the mirror one day and say, I have a great attitude and life's going to be great, you know, this Pollyanna kind of thing. It's about something that comes deep down inside of you that says, I am okay. I'm both a person of worth and a person who can make it no matter what. Well, how do you change your attitude? You see, it isn't just that smiling in the mirror. It's really number three on my list. We had spiritual attitude. Number three is knowledge. Knowledge is key to changing your attitude. If you have true and complete knowledge about something, what's your attitude? You're free to be, have no fear is what it comes down to. You understand what you have to do. Doesn't make it easy. You don't even have to like something that you understand what you must do, but it just means that you can handle it. Knowledge, and please understand, on this program or at any time, I really can't share any knowledge with anybody. The only thing that we share is information. We share data. My job is to share the true, correct, and proper information and data and then motivate you to get experience with it because, you see, knowledge is information multiplied by experience. And when you have experience with true, correct, and proper information, you get the right kind of experience with it, you have knowledge that cannot be taken away from you, and it changes your attitude about those things. Last on the list, we call stuff, material things. It's important because we're material beings in a material world at the moment. And if somebody says, oh, I just don't believe in being materialistic, well, fine. Take off your clothing and stop eating, and then you won't be materialistic. We need material things. We must have them all the time. So there's the list, spiritual, attitude, knowledge, and stuff. In that order of priority, that's provident living. It's vital that you understand that you're not safe just because of what you own. It's also the greater principle is that you're not a person of worth because of what you own. It's because of who you are, what you stand for, what's inside of your head, your heart, and what you can do with your life at your fingertips. That determines whether you're safe, and it also determines your worth. Now, within this thing of stuff, and we talked about this briefly before, we have what I call wilderness wisdom, and it's all about material things. There's two parts to it. We have the survival or preparedness parachutes, mentioned parachutes earlier, and then we have permanent provisions. We're going to go through that list of things very briefly here. The preparedness or survival parachutes, there's only four of them. Now, this is things that are very short periods of time. We're not talking years and years or months and months. We're talking a few days, maybe up to 2 weeks. Here are the preparedness parachutes. Clothing, water, sanitation, special needs. Special needs brings in all kinds of things. It may, in fact, be food. It takes you more than 2 weeks to starve to death, although I'm not suggesting that you fast. I'm just simply saying you're not going to die immediately without food unless you had some special metabolic or nutritional needs that may, in fact, be life-threatening. So each family has to determine those things. But it is clothing, water, sanitation, special needs. Now, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the previous program in the archives because we went into those in greater depth. We won't do it here. I'm just identifying them for you. Since these things are all in archive, you can go back and learn them. Long-term provisions. Let's look at them for a moment. Starts out the same way. Clothing, water, sanitation, same three. But then number four is nutrition, because you must have nutrition. It's shelter, wellness. Number seven is tools. Eight is supplies. That's our list of all the temporal, physical, material things that we have to have. Now, provident living. The provisions for provident living must be based on principles, not just cost or profits. They have to be part of a system. They're synergistic, so they fit together. All the components mesh and work together, and it's expandable so you can go from where you are to wherever you want to be. In previous programs, I've given you some warnings about things or helping you be aware by knowing how and why things work, like these little reflective space blanket things. Do they help? Do they do something? Yes, they do, but they're very limited in what they can do. The other thing is like these little heat packs that warm up. Wonderful little things, very clean. They get hot. You just tear open the bag, and they warm up. But you understand they have a shelf life, and if you've had those in storage for years, they're probably dead. You need to get them out and test them and be sure they're still effective. They should be rotated once a year. Okay. Now, this program, we're talking about parachute number one, clothing. What is clothing? Clothing is your personal portable shelter. That's what it is. You have to adapt it to the conditions that you face. You start out using what you have. You expand as you can. And I tell people, don't skimp here, because ultimately, when conditions are really bad, this is what saves your life. Remember, it's a parachute. Now, here's a thought. If you do what I do, then you can do what I do. We're going to do a little quick review here to give you an idea of these things. And also, I encourage you again, go back and listen to previous programs. You remember I talked about some of the things that are clothing. We kind of expand your idea about this. A pocket knife, the blade and the tools you can carry in your pocket, that's actually clothing, not because you wear it directly, but because you can use it to make clothing in an emergency situation. You can cut into the padding that's in chairs and seats and benches, and that padding happens to be good insulation. So you can turn it into insulation. There are other things to expand your thoughts on this. You see, understand that the clothing we're talking about in emergency may be work gloves, so you can not tear up your hands. If you tear up your hands, you have a hard time working. So good, sturdy, leather, totally leather gloves. Are excellent, particularly if you're digging through the rubble of something. Things like sunscreen and insect repellent, that's kind of clothing because you wear it to protect you. Of course, there's things like rain gear. That obviously is something you wear to protect you from the environment. Now, remember this when we talk about clothing, that at nighttime we put on additional clothing. We call it bedding, we call it blankets, we call it sleeping bags. That's clothing. So you see, it's a fairly broad area when I'm speaking about clothing. Well, we're going to focus on winter and cold weather. Winter is coming, comes every year. It's about upon us now. In fact, we've already had some pretty good winter weather here. And you need to be prepared to deal with the winter. And the principles that we're going to talk about, they work the same at 40 above zero as they do at 40 below zero. Even though I talk about the extremes very often and I focus on the extremes, The idea is this: if you can handle the 20, 30, 40 below zero, then 10 above, 20 above, 40 above isn't going to be a problem as long as you obey the same rules. So here's the thought. If you know how to swim, it doesn't matter how deep the water is. If you know how to stay warm, it doesn't make any difference how cold it is. That's the idea. With that in mind, we're going to be talking about how to break the cold barrier. That's what it's all about, breaking the cold barrier. You remember when we talk about being warm in the winter, we think in terms of heating our house and maybe we want to have some backup heating and those things, and I would encourage you to do that. There's no problem with that. If you have a wood-burning stove or a coal-burning stove and a mountain of wood and coal, that's wonderful, great things to have. What do you do if you have to leave those things behind? They're not very portable. What do you do when they run out? If you have a 1,000-gallon propane tank, that's wonderful. Maybe that's good for 1 or 2 years. What happens for year 3 and 4? You have to be prepared to deal with them. And everything that we talk about, it's all about obeying the laws of physics. You see, the laws of physics, or the laws of nature, they were created by the master engineer who knew what he was doing. I talk about engineering because that's my background. It was the master engineer that knew how to fit all these things together and make them work. So we obey the laws of nature because they don't change. Don't fight them. Live with them. Work with them. And they will be your friend rather than your enemy. So we'll list these laws of physics very briefly in the very simple form so that you can understand them right after this break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
I'm Jim Phillips. Before the break, we were talking about some of these laws of physics. Two of them very, very simple, broken down into a short little list of two. If you want to be warm in the winter, if you want to be warm continuously in the winter, day after day, week after week, then it's all about simply to retain body heat and to release moisture. We're going to go into those things in depth today, just exactly how you do those things. Now, I guess there's a little bit of background that I'd like to give you for a moment. We've talked about some of these things. This is a little bit of review. Five times I've been above the Arctic Circle in the winter. That's the best time to go because it's not crowded. But that's also where you'll find out if your clothing and the system that you're using really work. We spent time up there, much of that living outside without the necessity for fire or shelter. The first one was in 1967 for 2 weeks, and then again in 1985 for 3 weeks out there, and there's been three others since then. In addition to that, I talked about this little thing. I told you the story about going through the hole in the ice and getting myself wet and not changing clothing, self-drying. See, we don't use waterproofing in this clothing because waterproofing will actually kill you when it's cold. When it's below freezing, there's a place for waterproofing, but not in the extreme cold. So that ice plunge and the experience there. And how do you know that your clothing works? Do you know how well it'll work? Do you know how well it'll sustain you? Well, I do because I spend time out there, and that's what I'm suggesting you do. See, we're giving you information, but now you need the experience so that you'll know. I know that I can sleep outside using this clothing we're going to talk about and teach you how to make it. You can sleep outside even without a sleeping bag. Now, not at 40 below zero without a sleeping bag, but I've been able to sleep at 20 below zero without a sleeping bag. Stand on top of Mount Washington, New Hampshire, 13 below zero, 110-mile-an-hour winds. If you want to read about some of these things, you can find some information about it in Popular Science, 1989, November, Popular Science. You'll find an article in there, Mother Earth News, in 1985. In fact, if you do a Google search that includes the name Jim Phillips and foam, you'll find some other things that are there. My interest has been for years to get information to people that will be life-saving. I understand hypothermia intimately from the inside because I nearly lost my life to hypothermia in 1971 on a snowshoe trip. An interesting set of experiences, and when we start talking about cold weather safety and how do you avoid injuries, I'll tell you all about that one because I know exactly how it works and what it feels like. Because I've been in it, and I've been without it. Let me tell you, boy, is it a lot better to not be in serious hypothermia. One of the things I enjoy so much is teaching these live classes, and this is kind of the classroom on the air. This is fun for me to do, and I'm going to do my best to share everything that I possibly can, whether it's in a live classroom with you in front of me or you in the audience on the Internet or over the air. We'll do the best we can to teach you everything that we can. It's also a lot of fun to take some of these groups out, the industrial groups and other clients, out into the cold and hold a classroom out in the snow at temperatures below zero. It's about helping you to understand how you can make the footwear and the mittens and the hats and the clothing that will let you be outside, like I talk about, below zero, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, week after week if necessary, and you don't have to have fire or shelter to be comfortable. We're not talking about suffering here. Now, what I'm going to be doing is, from this time on, the next program or two, we will be pulling as much information as I can out of a live classroom series that I do. It's called Winter Without Worries. And isn't that what it's about? I don't care if the temperature is 40 above or 40 below. How would you like to live in those things and really not be worried about it? It's a four-part workshop series. It has more than 24 hours of instructions in it, and much of that is hands-on things that we'll do. Well, we'll do as much of that as I possibly can here so that you'll learn and understand. So here we go. First off, what's the course objective? Why are you listening to this? Why might you come back and listen to it again in the archives? You have your list, and it may be because you recognize that things can happen in the winter. You may have been stuck a few times. Well, you have your list. But you see, what I hope to accomplish with this course is to help you to be more safe and more reliable, and to meet whatever may come and not just survive. See, I don't like to use the word survive. I want you to get through all kinds of emergencies and enjoy them. In fact, you might thrive in them. I call it thrival rather than survival, because it's all about thriving, even in the midst of difficult times. I really hope to motivate you to take action. See, if I sit here and talk my stories and tell you these things and tell you my corny jokes and you laugh and you make a few notes, but you don't do anything with it, we have both wasted our time, folks. So I want to motivate you to take action so that it'll make a difference. You see, these concepts can change your attitude about winter and snow and cold, about your survivability, about all kinds of situations, about yourself. Here's a few thoughts that you might consider. And one of those is this. You know, I have these little words that I use, like, you know, if you know how to swim, it doesn't make any difference how deep the water is. If you know how to stay warm, it doesn't make any difference how cold it is. Well, when Sir Edmund Hillary climbed Mount Everest, he wasn't out just walking around. He had a purpose. The purpose was to get to the top. Well, your purpose is to prepare yourself for all eventualities. That's what it's about. And you see, if you'll stop thinking about what's holding you back and start thinking about what it takes to move forward, you can move forward. It's more important to do the right thing than to do the things right. That's what I believe, so we will teach you the right things as best we can. See you after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
back to Prepare Without Fear. This is Jim Phillips, your host, sharing with you principles, concepts, and ideas about preparedness and how you can prepare without fear. That's what it's all about. Now, if you have questions and things you'd like to see covered, if you'd like to learn about classes, or if you're interested in the DVDs that we have, you can email me at askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. You can find us on the Internet at www.preparemyfamily.com, or leave a voicemail on a toll-free line. You can call 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set, and you can leave your message there. Our customer service people will get back with you. Now then, when we were talking before break about some of these, these foods for thought that I had and just some little ideas, we're going to focus right in on this idea of cold weather and winter. And are you really prepared to meet these things? How can you tell you're prepared to go through winter without utilities, without heat? What evidence do you have that you can do that? Do you have evidence of that? Can you prove it to yourself? You see, and that's what I would like you to be able to do as we go through these series of classes and you start doing things. It's about doing some things. And you begin to get some experience to where you will be able to say, you know what? I can do this, and I know why I can do it. I have actual evidence of my ability to do this. Now, so what is the purpose? Why are you listening? I believe it's all about stewardship. You have stewardship for yourself, for your household, for your family. It may be children. It may be grandchildren. It may be stewardship for friends and neighbors. Now, we have to be careful about accepting more things than we're supposed to. You have to determine what your stewardship is and where those boundaries are. My stewardship, I believe, is to share the knowledge, experiences, the things that I have so that you can learn and be ready. I believe that's my stewardship. That's why we're here doing these things. It's all about what are your goals in doing this, and it's what are your responsibilities, and, of course, the action part of it is what are you going to do about it? Well, about this time, somebody's going to say, just tell me what to buy. Just give me the list. I want to know what to buy. I'm just going to go buy these things, and I will be okay. Well, I already told you that if I just tell you what to buy when things get really tough, you may just give up and die. So my purpose is, in a very short period of time, to move you from longstanding traditions and habits to something that's amazingly better about winter and cold weather. See, my bottom line is it really wouldn't take me that long to present it, but the problem is I can tell you what it is I do, and some people go like, well, that's goofy. Haven't seen anybody else do that. Well, that's weird. Can't buy that in the store. That can't work, or somebody else would be doing it. That's why I give you the background. That's why I explain the principles, and as we go into this further, I'm going to tell you exactly how and why things work so that you'll understand. This is not about just do what Jim does because Jim says so. This is a fact that Jim obeys the rules, and so he can do things that look like they're amazing. I want to help you avoid costly and literally painful mistakes because we've certainly made some of those. That's why we take a different approach, and we use a principle base rather than a cookbook. You know, a cookbook is just a list of things. You know, you take the following items, and you use them like this, and you keep doing it until whatever. That's the cookbook approach, and survival doesn't really work because the survival recipes, well, they can't cover every specific situation. You don't always have the list of stuff that was in the recipe, and things can keep changing on you. They're dynamic, and you might lose your stuff. You know, you have the list of things, but what are you going to do if you lose them or you're separated from them, and you can't really remember all the recipe under the stress in terms of memorizing it? We want you to internalize the principles of how and why things work. All right, here's my 7 P's of preparedness. Proper planning plus preparation prevents pitiful performance. And I know that's kind of cutesy, but really that's what it is. Proper planning plus preparation prevents pitiful performance. Let's talk about winter for a moment. You see, there are wives' tales about winter. And these are widely held ideas, concepts, you know, we pass them around. They're kind of like urban legends, if you will, about cold weather and winter. Now, you have to understand that a wives' tale actually has, almost always has a basis in some fact. But it's taken as though it's true for every situation, when in reality it's just a conditional situation, maybe in just one specific instance, yet it's stated as though it's universal. Here's what I want to do, is help you divorce the wives' tales of winter. Here's some of them. If you sleep out in sub-zero weather, you won't wake up. Well, then I've died 1,000 deaths, I guess. You have to keep a fire burning all night long. Well, if you're not prepared, you might have to keep a fire burning all night long, but boy, is that exhausting. And what happens if you can't build a fire? What if the wind is so strong and so heavy that there's no chance of a fire unless you have shelter, but you don't have any shelter? That's why you have to be prepared with the clothing. You have to sleep close to a fire for warmth and safety. That just means you have lousy clothing. Rub snow on frostbite. You know, I see these old movies sometimes, and in them, you know, somebody is like cold and frozen hands or frostbite or something, grab up some snow and rub on it. I'm going like, you know, when I was 4 years old, I figured that was a dumb idea. You know, I have cold hands and I'm going to rub cold ice on them. Give me a break here. But yet it's passed around. Now, there's reason for that. All these wives' tales have a basis. Perhaps when we get to the safety section, I'll tell you what that is. Fire is vital for winter trips. No. When you shiver, you're getting sick. Absolutely not getting sick. Now, it might be in some situations, but you shiver because you're slipping into hypothermia. Your body temperature is getting down. That's the body's protection to warm you up by generating some heat. It means you have lousy clothing on. When your nose runs, you're catching a cold? Not true. Eskimos are cold-blooded. No, they're not. They're beautiful, wonderful people. And they get frostbite just like you and I will, but in fact, they may even be more susceptible to it because they live in an environment where they're more exposed. And see, once you've had frostbite on a finger, a toe, a nose, or any part of your body, there's like internal scarring that goes on, and you're more susceptible to it. So many Eskimos are more susceptible to frostbite than you are if you live in Florida. The colder it gets, the harder you must work. Well, yeah, if you got lousy clothing on. You must have hot food in cold weather to stay healthy. That's not true. As a matter of fact, having hot food can be a real challenge. I eat cold food all the time when I'm out in the winter. You will suffocate if you sleep with your bed wrapped in a plastic sheet. That's one of those simple things we've been teaching for decades about how you can wrap a sleeping bag up and your sleeping system in a plastic sheet and sleep down inside the snow. Yes, you have to have ventilation, and that's easy to provide. Heavy clothing will keep you warm. It's not the weight of the clothing. The concept is we call it heavy, but we don't mean weight, because heavy clothing doesn't have a lot of air in it, and it's air that insulates you. All footwear and clothing must be waterproofed. Absolutely not. There's a time for waterproofing, but in the extreme cold, it has no value. In fact, it'll get you in trouble. It's colder under the snow. Not true. Snow is a wonderful insulation. If the air temperature is 20 below zero and I get a foot down underneath the snow, you know what? The temperature is going to be above zero. It may be 10 or 15 or even 20 degrees above zero down underneath the snow. Thick ice is always safe. Not true. You can have thick ice that's become rotten with these little vertical shafts, and you step on it, you'll step right through. Eating snow will make you thirsty. Boy, is this wrong and even dangerous. Eating snow will make you thirsty. It's not true. Eating snow will make you sick. No, not a chance. Eating snow will make you weak. That is not true. Getting cold or when you shiver, it's going to make you sick. Drink alcohol to warm up. The absolute opposite in the safety section. We'll talk about that. Alcohol and cold really don't mix. As a matter of fact, alcohol can kill you in the cold. Oh, here's my political statement for the day. You can solve any problem with enough money. That's just not true. So we're not going to talk about how to spend money or how to spend the most money in things. We're going to talk about what really works and even give you some options on what you can do that's very low cost. Here's the realities of winter. Now, we're still in the foundation part of this, and I want to set the stage so as we go into the sections about how and why we do what we do, you'll understand the reason for that. Winter and cold weather can be painful. Winter and cold weather can be dangerous. Winter and cold weather can be deadly. Now, I think it's important that you gain some level of outdoor winter experience. I'm not going to try and turn you into some kind of an Arctic explorer or some winter camping snow freak out there. But you know what? If you don't know, you have the sleeping bag that has a hang tag on it that says comfort rated for 10 below zero. Well, have you slept in it at 10 below zero? Will it really do that? Do you know how you respond to the cold. If you want to be prepared for the cold, you have to live in it somewhat. There's other good, fun reasons why we do some snow camping and those things, and I take groups out. See, it's a helpful full range of positive stress, and you actually do need stress to grow. There's no insects or bears out there or snakes out there in the cold. There's positive self-esteem builder for youth. If you take young people out and teach them how to do it, put them on top of a mountain 20 and 30 below zero, and help them go through those things safely, they understand that other people can't do that. Boy, is that a boost to your self-worth. It's an exhilarating, beautiful, wonderful place to be out there. You see, it's awesome. It's changing. The wind comes up and blows the snow around. It's different. Inside of a screaming, howling, below zero blizzard, as long as you're warm and comfortable, I mean out in it, is a wonderful place to be because you're isolated from the world. There's this little cocoon that you are. And you're cut off from the world. It's a great place to be. Also, the availability of water in the winter with snow. It's a beautiful place. You can also get away from people out there in the cold. I also talk about furniture. You know, when you have some depth of snow, you can sit in the snow and make recliners and those things. Well, to be prepared, it requires, in the winter, it requires more ingenuity. You have to develop more of an understanding of how and why things work. You boil the rules down to the very minimum, particularly if you're going to put it in a backpack and carry it on your back. And it's the only way to have true and complete preparedness because winter happens every year. And it teaches you patience. Remember CPR? In the winter, you have to be patient because everything slows down and you must slow down also. Just briefly, cold weather injuries, there's two of them we're most concerned about. Frostbite. What's frostbite? It's just frozen flesh. It can be debilitating, but it can also be very dangerous if it's a large area that's frostbitten, and especially if you don't get treatment, because as that flesh thaws out, if that flesh has been damaged so much that it now dies and it becomes septic, it begins to decay on your body, you have an infection problem that can spread and cost you your life. So you don't want to go to frostbite. Hypothermia is actually the biggest threat that most people face. Hypothermia is nothing more than lowered body core temperature. As your temperature goes down internally, see, we live in a very narrow biological temperature range, and our bodies do not tolerate being very hot or very cold from that normal set point. We say it's like 98.6. It'll vary a few tenths of a degrees for some people, but around that 98.6 degree set point, if your temperature and your internal organs and your body is down to 40 degrees, you're dead. As a matter of fact, 50 degrees, you're dead. 60 degrees, you're dead. Now, I know there's some special situations where people, particularly in cold water, where they're immersed and they're chilled very, very quickly, and it reduces the oxygen needs of the brain and the rest of the body and they're put into suspended animation, so to speak, for a little while. If they're taken out and resuscitated, and it'll always be resuscitated in a hospital emergency room, and they get them resuscitated, you have people who had core temperatures that have gone down to the 40s and 50s, but it's rare. And you have to have somebody that rescues you because you cannot help yourself. You just don't want to go there. You have loss of coordination, loss of control. Your recognition and your ability to reason is hurt. It's a killer of the ignorant and the unprepared, and it's something you want to avoid. We'll talk about hypothermia in greater depth at another time. Understand how your body responds to the cold. There is a wives' tale about winter that says this. It's actually true. It says this: if your feet are cold, put on a hat. Well, put on an insulated cap and those things. Why is that? Well, you see, you understand that first off, your body wants to protect the core, the brain, the internal organs. In fact, I define the core as going from, if you were standing up and you put your hands down to your side, down about where your fingertips are to almost the middle of your thigh, from there to the top of your head, excluding the lower legs and then your arms and hands, the rest of it is core. That's what we're really talking about. And your body will do anything and everything it can to protect the core. So as you start to chill, as the internal core temperature is going down a little bit, your body says, hey, I don't like this. You know, if your internal temperature has dropped by half a degree, you're in hypothermia. Now, it's mild. It's not threatening. It isn't necessarily going to hurt you, but you start to feel chilled or uncomfortable. Your body says, I don't like this. So one of the things it begins to do, it starts to shiver. But the other thing that it's also doing is it begins to restrict the blood supply that goes to your fingers and toes, your hands and feet. And the cooler your core becomes, the more it restricts the blood supply to your fingertips and your hands and your feet and your toes. And I don't care what you have on in the way of mittens and footwear, if your core is getting chilly, your blood supply to your hands and feet is going down. They're going to get cold. Your body is, it's a survival mechanism. It's automatic. It's beautiful. It's wonderful how it works. So if you want to keep your hands and feet warm, you take care of the core. And you'd lose a lot of heat out your head. Now, there's a lot of misstatements about that. You know, 80% or 75% of your heat goes out your head. Well, it really depends on how you're dressed. If you're standing around, you know, without any clothing on, then you're going to be losing a little bit more out of your head compared to the rest of your body. But if you're dressed with, you know, moderate clothing on and you don't have anything on your head, then the majority of the heat may be going out your head. And your feet and hands are getting cold? Insulate your head. Put on a hat. Put on a hood. Cover those things up. Put on a scarf around your neck. You have a lot of blood supply that's running right close to the surface of your neck in there, and you're losing a lot of heat. And your body is simply going to say, I'm going to keep the brain warm, I'm going to keep the core warm, and if I have to, I'll suck all the heat out of my fingers and toes, hands and feet, legs and arms. It'll let them get cold to protect the core. So when you have cold hands and feet, just take a look at the rest of your body. I have some people say when I've been working with them in the field, you know, there's this lineman, a guy who climbs poles in Montana, literally. I trained a lot of people up in Montana. And a guy standing around with, you know, he obviously has cold feet. You know, he's stomping his feet, moving around. And I went up to this guy and I said, your feet cold? And that's the dumb question of the day. I know. He said, well, yeah, can't you tell? I mean, this guy's doing the cold foot dance there. And here he is standing there. He has no hat on. He has no hood up. And his shirt is open a little bit, so the hair kind of boils out around the chest in here. I mean, this guy's tough, and he is, to live in Montana and climb poles. But in reality, he's also suffering. And so I looked at him and I said, you know, it would really help. I was on a training course up there teaching all their personnel about winter safety and survival and preparedness and those things and helping them become more productive in the cold. So I looked at him and I said, it would really help keep your feet warm if you put your hood up and your hat on. He said, fella, he says, it ain't my head that's cold, it's my feet that are cold. The response is your head will never feel cold because it's going to suck all the heat out of your feet to keep your head warm, and it'll sacrifice your feet. So put a hat on, put a hood up to take care of your feet. That's how the body works. We'll see you after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. And today we're talking about this second, or the first parachute, I should say. It's the third in our series, but we're talking about the first parachute, which is clothing. And in particular, winter clothing and cold weather clothing. Those are some of the things that people don't have a lot of understanding of. And it's to help you become prepared for no matter what may come. If you have questions, you can email me at askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. Also, if you'd like to leave a message, a voicemail, you can call 888-YOU-GET-SET. That's 888-YOU-GET-SET. Leave your questions there. We'll answer them as quickly as we can. Customer service will pick them up. Find us on the web at www.preparemyfamily.com. And we'll talk to you on the second half of our show this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Well, I think maybe we had the break music there, but actually we're not going to break then. Got caught me off guard there for a moment, so we'll just keep going here. I have a wonderful curve, if you will. It's a graph that I show in some of the classes. It's in the DVDs, and it's about what happens in hypothermia. It's about me. It was on a trip that we were on. We were doing some scientific investigation, had thermal couples all over the body, and you see it's a classic hypothermia curve because as the core temperature dropped a little bit, the feet became colder and colder, and even with exercise, you couldn't warm them up. That's the thing to understand, that when you have a lowered core temperature, you can't even warm the extremities with exercise. You don't have the strength as it gets deeper and deeper to exercise very heavily. Well, we're going to talk a little more about the science of warmth. Here's a few thoughts about this. One of them is, you know, somebody says, well, I don't know. I don't want to look ugly out there in the cold. I don't want to look goofy. I don't want to look strange. And I'll tell you what, fashion is being warm at 40 below zero. I don't care what it looks like. That's what it comes down to. When we talk about the science and physics, I'm not going to get into the formulas and into really a deep discussion of them. I want to demystify some of these things so that you can just understand that there is a reason for them. You hear big words like one of the laws of thermodynamics. The laws of thermodynamics simply say that heat, the energy of heat, is going to flow from where it is warm to where it is going to cold, where it's cold. Now, you're warm, and the outside air is cold. That heat wants out unless you do something about it. That's what insulation is all about. It's to stop that flow of heat, that transfer of heat. And it's going to keep flowing to the outside until the temperatures match. In other words, if it's 20 below zero outside, it wants to get outside into the air until your temperature is 20 below zero. Well, that's kind of hard on you, so we don't want to do that. So what we do is we reduce the transfer of heat. There are three mechanisms whereby you lose heat. You have conduction. That's kind of like if you were to take a candle or a flame and you took a metal rod, particularly a copper rod, and you held it in the candle flame, and after a minute you know that it's going to come down. It's going to burn your hands. You're going to let go of the thing. That's direct conduction. We lose heat through convection, warm air rising off of a warm body, and then we also have radiation. Those are the three ways that we lose heat. And our job is to interrupt those things and stop them so we retain the heat into the body so that you can stay warm no matter how cold it is. Of course, you remember the law of physics was retain heat and release moisture. It's the moisture part that we'll be talking about here a little bit later. But first off, let's learn how to stay warm by retaining heat and not letting it escape to the outside. Now, you use insulation to stop it from being conducted away. You use a wind barrier and fabrics to keep it from being blown away, forced convection.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Talking to you about winter without worries, not being afraid of the cold, not being injured in the cold. We're talking a little bit about the physics of this, the science of it. You know, we lose heat through conduction, where it's just transferred directly into another material. The air is another material that pulls it away from us. Convection, as a fluid like the air is warmed, that warm air wants to float up off of you. The wind is a forced convection. If you have moving air, it's forcing that movement of air away from you, and then radiation. Well, we want to interrupt those things. Now, forced convection, we call that wind chill. Wind chill can be a serious problem. I tell people sometimes, you know, I've been out in wind chills of 120 below zero, and it's like, ooh, wow. It's like, well, it's no big deal. Just don't let the wind blow on your flesh. You see, wind chill is only in an effect when it gets on the skin, when you have bare flesh. If you're covered up with thick insulation, and if you have a wind barrier on it, and there's no air moving through the insulation getting to your skin, 120 below zero wind chill is meaningless. You're not going to be hurt by it. So, but it's very dangerous. I don't want to minimize that. If you're out in, let's say it's 0 degrees, and you have a 40-mile-an-hour wind blowing, that is the equivalent still air temperature. In other words, you'll cool at the cooling rate of minus 53 below zero. That's what it's all about. It's the rate at which you'll cool. Now, it's not going to be any colder than...
With